Good morning, Aidan and Katie.
Hello.
All right, now, how can people be the change? I want to go straight into it because it's a beautiful name for a movement, the idea that we as an individual are the element that can make change happen. How can people be the change?
Well, I think the most important thing is everyone coming together. I think that this is everyone's fight. I think that it's important that we all assemble, we all listen to each other, we all learn from each other about how we can combat these awful issues of sexism, misogyny, homophobia, transphobia, transmisogyny. So we need all these people that feel threatened by these issues to come together and start the ball rolling, really, and in a peaceful way as well, and in a way that's really inclusive. Yeah, that's what I think.
Katie, when did you sort of kind of decide that protest and this sort of particularly peaceful protest was something that was important to you?
Oh, pretty much since I became involved in politics, to be honest. I think that if you're fighting for tolerance and respect, that to really perpetuate those values, you need to protest in a way that's kind of respectful. Because I know that if you use violence or if you're confrontational, you're only going to put off the people that you want to actually persuade. I think that it's all about engaging everybody in the discourse to fight sexism. It's, as Aidan said, being inclusive and talking to everyone you know about sexism and about respect. It's not just a women's fight. It's for everyone.
Absolutely. So you're advocating more of a speak up kind of idea, I think, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. By coming to this event, you're saying, no, this isn't okay. We're not okay with this, and we will not let this happen when we see it. We're basically saying, if you're a man and you see other men, you know, harassing women, being misogynist or sexist, you can't just be complacent in that. And it's the same with all the other issues. You can't let homophobia just happen. You have to speak out against it. And we're hoping that this event will inspire in people the fact that they can do these things every day, and it will eliminate it bit by bit.
Well, we'll definitely get some details at the event in just a second, but I'm kind of curious that the current state of politics around the world, both Australia and, of course, you know, America has been a bellwether for a lot of other areas. Do you think that we're seeing, how do we put this politely, the trolls out in force?
Absolutely. I've definitely seen people kind of coming out of the cracks and expressing very harmful and hurtful opinions who wouldn't have thought that they could do those things prior to Trump being elected. It's like he's normalising disrespect and making people think that it's okay to treat people as inferior. And I think it's really scary. And that's why Aidan and I think that right now is a time where we all need to come together in force to fight these negative ideals.
Absolutely. So talk to me about the actual sort of event that's taking place.
So the event will be a picnic rally.
Aww.
Yeah, so it'll be nice. Yeah, no, it's going to be really lovely. We welcome everyone to come. That means mothers can bring their children, their sons, their daughters. They can teach them about all of these issues and, you know, get it rooted in them so that they grow up to respect everyone. And, you know, bring your workmates, bring your friends, bring everyone and join us for a picnic. And we can just all sit down, listen to some awesome speakers, speak about these issues, have some live music as well by some awesome women artists who will be to be announced. But yeah, they'll be awesome. You know, it's just going to be really calm, collected event where we all sit together and we all learn how we can do this together.
How to make a difference. Where and when?
Well, we're undecided about the where at the moment. We need to get onto that. But when will be next January?
Next January is a great time to be doing it. So plenty of time for people to have a big think about this.
Absolutely.
And I think what I like about the idea of Be the Change is it's encouraging people to think about their own actions as well.
Exactly. You know, it starts from yourself.
And look, I've got to say, an inclusive protest, it's been many, many years, but the No War rally that we had under John Howard, definitely, I think you're both too young for that one, that was absolutely incredible. Tens of thousands of people from all around, grandmothers, kids, everyone, joining together. It is amazing how reassuring it can be to find yourself in a group and know that these are not issues that you're experiencing alone. These are not concerns that you experience alone, but there are a lot of other right-minded and similar-minded people around you.
Definitely.
All right. Katie and Aidan, thank you very much. Very much looking forward to hearing more about you guys come January and find out where we're doing and where we're going with that.